that was. No idea. Anyway, it's 7:08. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Thank you so much for hanging out. We got a high of 28 today. Some lake effect snow kind of scattered throughout this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 17. Tuesday, more clouds, some flurries possible, and a high of 30. Right now, it's 28.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, you know, I would talk about the Grammys, but once again, they were a complete joke when it comes to the rock world. So screw them, and let's move on. Text neck is a real problem. That's right, text neck. Neck problems caused by looking down at your phones is no joke. Here are the hard facts. The average human head weighs 10 to 12 pounds. But when we bend our neck to text, check Facebook, or otherwise look down at our phones, the gravitational pull on our head and it stresses out our neck increases to as much as 60 pounds of pressure. This is according to a report published in the Spine Journal. This leads to loss of the curve of the cervical spine, your neck. In other words, spending hours upon hours looking down at your phone is messing with your neck and could result in pain and other issues down the road. So, I don't know, maybe look up from your phone and enjoy the scenery. You dummies. Text neck. I can't believe that's a thing. Our ancestors would be so disappointed in us. Well, apparently the firmness of your handshake is a secret window into all of your firmness. Yeah, that works. I like that. According to a new study out of South Korea, the strength of a man's handshake is directly connected to how well his junk functions under pressure. The researchers found that for every 11 pounds of grip strength, a guy was 18% less likely to have ED issues. They say it's because your handshake is tied to your muscle strength and testosterone, and both of those are connected to the performance of your junk. So if you see a chick walking around and shaking all the guys' hands at a bar, you know what she's up to. You know what she's up to. And lastly, the Playboy Mansion desperately needs a fix-up, and the work just got approved by the folks who will most likely designate Hef's old crib as a city landmark. The mansion's new owner, Darren Metropolis, has been cleared to replace plumbing and repair dry rot and termite damage. The city of Los Angeles issued permits for the work earlier this week, but Darren had an extra hurdle due to the push to make it a historic cultural monument. You know, I know that's good to fix that stuff, but they should really just focus on the grotto, because the amount of bodily fluids and STDs floating around in there is just staggering. Actually, better yet, just soak the whole thing in bleach and then gasoline and then set it on fire just to make it safe for the rest of us in the country. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?